I guess it's, I'll just leave it open. Where did this all go wrong? We'll work sort of backwards. We'll work, you know, kind of the macro, then into the micro. Where did this all go wrong this year?
That's a great question. I mean, I feel like coming into the season, probably early on, they didn't really address, and I don't know if it was a matter of players. I always got the sense that they felt like they could turn it on when they need to, even though they had early kind of red flags. And I think that just kind of lingered. Like, there wasn't enough done to actually address the flaws. I feel like they just kind of patched them over, you know, and it just didn't work out as we've seen. But you know what's crazy, though, Adam? I know what the record is and everything, but I feel like until Selection Sunday and their name is not called, I'm not going to sit here and say that they're not going to be in a tournament. and I say that because I feel like we are certainly looking at the trees, and we have been all season without seeing the forest. And so much has been made about quad one wins, yep, and that kind of stuff. But there is a case to be made for Carolina. It's not a, you know, it's not the strongest of case we've heard, but they played a very competitive non-conference schedule when you look at it.
Yep.
I think the fact that they didn't lose any bad games, there are just things like, there's so many bubble teams out there, like, for instance, like somebody like Utah State from the Mountain West Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't play the same quality of teams Carolina played on their schedule. Now, they have more quad one wins just kind of based on, you know, the metrics of it all.
Right.
But, you know, is beating New Mexico the same as beating NC State? Not to me.
No,
you know,
I agree.
But, you know, we'll see. We'll see if the brand of North Carolina, we'll see if just kind of being good enough, because they were good enough to compete. They didn't win many of those big games. But they, outside of one bad half against Wake Forest, where they really just, which was really the Duke hangover, because we saw Duke have the same hangover,
yes,
Carolina hangover, and lose to Miami that same game following.
Yep.
You know, they basically competed in every game, and they were right there a lot of times. I mean, they were 2 points last night with 2 minutes left against Virginia.
Yeah.
So,
and if they had made more second half free throws, they might have pulled even. You and I,
yeah,
have CL Brown from the News and Observer is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You and I have talked about this aspect. I want to get to. You have been, I don't know if critical is the right word. I think if there is one area of, you know, constructive criticism for the head coach this year, it's that he did not rely on and develop a rotation of bench players. It,
yeah,
was still the same kind of formula from last year, which is, here's my guys, and maybe we'll sprinkle in one or two others occasionally, but only as needed. And I thought that there was, especially throughout the season when it was so sporadic, when the shooting wasn't there, when the defense wasn't there, that there could have been more kind of extracted from all of these guys who really didn't play a lot. We saw that a little bit in the second round game, right? We saw the bench play a big role in that. Would that be a fair criticism of Hubert Davis this year?
Oh, I think that's more than fair, especially considering coming into the year, he talked about the need to develop depth, and he talked about the two games last year where he felt like they looked tired, which was the Virginia Tech loss in the ACC tournament and the national championship game against Kansas. And then you look at last night, you know, Armando Bacot's injury situation. If Jalen Washington had been getting steady minutes since he got healthy, you know, which,
yeah,
I think his first game was Georgia Tech in December, if I'm not mistaken, and he played well in the game at Virginia. So he's played against that defense, and, you know, at least is vaguely familiar. Not saying he wouldn't have had any mistakes last night, but he doesn't get in the game. I don't understand that. Now, obviously there was a lot of other stuff to ask last night that, you know, to me that was more pressing than why didn't Jaylen Washington play. But, you know, I think that the lack of the bench development is a legitimate question. And we can really go down the line. I mean, Dontrezl Styles played, he didn't play against Virginia, but he played the last three games leading up. And before that, he was kind of like ghosted. So, and I felt like he was somebody who could contribute and help. And I'm not sure he's much better now than he was a year ago when he was just getting, you know, playing sparingly as a freshman. But he did have the big three against Baylor and in the NCAA tournament. Yeah. You feel like moments like that is something that a player can kind of build off of. But, I mean, I don't really think he had a chance to build off of it this year. So, you know, you look at a lot of squads who can point to one or two guys on the bench to give them a boost, whether it's defensively coming in to shut somebody down or offensively just, you know, providing three-point shooting or something like that. And Carolina, you can't really point at somebody and say this guy's going to consistently do it for Carolina.
We're going to look back on this season and wonder why Caleb Love didn't take another step forward or even maintain the way he was a year ago. I'm sure this was a very difficult season for him internally, because I'm sure he was trying to figure out, why can't I do what I did even last year, which was streaky anyway. But he took some bad shots last night, and I mean, it just was never really good for Caleb. What do you think he's going through?
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
That's a good question. I actually was, you know, trying to report this story about Caleb, because I kind of think he gets a bad rap. I think he's a bit misunderstood. He's not a selfish player. I think what says it best, I asked Coach K this one time, and we were talking about how the question was about the lack of players who could make good entry passes anymore,
right?
You know, to the post, but the game has changed so much, they're not used to doing it. But Coach K was basically talking about how now a lot of guys work with trainers, and so their skill set is off the charts and is better than it was, you know, a generation ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't play as many games, just pickup games and just playing the game. And I feel like Caleb falls into that category, that he is kind of been built up based on his individual skills and talent, but he hasn't been able to translate that into, you know, the game,
right?
And playing within this unit. And so when he takes those shots that you roll your eyes at, it's a shot that it's more from, I can make this shot. And it's more from the work that he always uses the phrase, he trusts his work. So it's from that kind of framework where he's used to taking these shots in practice and in his training. But it's not in the scope of, this is the shot that should come from the flow of this offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
But I also think that also, to me, falls under Hubert Davis. Yeah. I think as a coach, if you have a player who's not understanding that, you got to make him understand that, you know? And yeah. And without killing his spirit, I mean, I understand it's a delicate balance, but, you know, I do think it's something that probably should have landed Caleb on the bench a little bit more during the season. Like, let's talk about this.
Right.
Let's just see what just happened. But, you know, obviously it didn't happen that way. But Caleb definitely, to me, took the same shots he took last year. Like, it's not like he came out doing something we hadn't seen him do before.
They weren't good last year either, but they just went they went in sometimes.
Exactly.
And when he had his streak, all I was looking for was give me 5 great minutes. If you give me 5 great minutes, I think Carolina's going to win the game because he can be explosive. And there's, you know, it's 10, 12 points in 5 minutes. C.L. Brown, final thing for you, and then we'll say goodbye and let you go about the rest of your Friday. There is some notion that the Tar Heels will decline a bid to the NIT if it comes to that. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think they will decline? And, I mean, I can editorialize. You don't have to, but... what do you think they'll do?
Yeah, I mean, I know it was immediately after the game, and sometimes you just kind of got to take people's comments because of the emotion with a grain of salt. But there really didn't seem to be the will to play an NIT game didn't really seem to be there. Most of them were noncommittal in their answers. They didn't flat out say no. Baycott probably had the strongest words, and his was something to the effect of he doesn't think he'd be interested in playing it, but if Coach Davis or the team or whatever wanted to play, he'd play, you know?
Right.
And so, and Caleb Love actually said that he'd play.
Yeah.
Like,
so
if that's what it is, he'll do it.
Win something.
So, So, I don't know. Maybe after they have some days to think about it, maybe it'll change, but, you know, as of right now, I don't think they would accept an invitation.
Wow. That's going to be a couple of days of good radio. C.L. Brown, at C.L. Brown Hoops from the News and Observer, covers the Tar Heels. Thank you very much, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.